he brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Oh, no.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Guru back in the house.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be talking sports for the next 4 hours and maybe some other things. How's your holiday, buddy?
I think you know.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I'll give the people an update later.
All right.
But other than that, I'm happy to be back. But my night didn't go well.
When, last night?
Yeah. How the hell you airball a turnaround for game bucket, Jimmy? Legs was gone.
Yeah. I mean, they put up a gutsy effort after, Kerr got ejected and the Warriors got a bad goaltending call.
That was embarrassing. But that's not why they lost, partner. Good to see you.
Well, it didn't help, obviously.
They didn't have James Harden.
No.
You forced 20 turnovers.
Yeah.
We need some help.
What kind?
Offensive help.
Now we need offensive
help.
We
got guys just going.
We needed a rim protector.
We need that, too.
Okay.
How many guys in a Warrior uniform are going to just pass up shots? Like, you could see Snoop's, like, shoot it, even if you miss it. But I'm gonna give the Warriors this. I know you're not big in that defensive rating where they were third last time I saw you and we hooked up. Steiny, they fight defensively, and I know they're small, but I couldn't believe I saw Jimmy Butler do what he was doing to Kawhi, and the Clippers tried to gift him that game. But why are we down 12? Why are we down 14 to a James Hardenless Clipper team? And then a guy named Kobe looking like Kobe fouled Curry out. So I ain't gonna blow my load right now, but I'll just tell you this. You guys told me early on, hey, it's about practice. We're going to sleep in our own bed. We're going to figure this thing out. Now it's about 14. Now we're down. It just keeps dwindling and dwindling, Steiny. I'm just wondering when change is going to come.
Well, I mean, the first change that can come is January 15th when the Warriors can trade Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know if that's going to be the only thing they do or not do, but, you know, I got to tell you, I hear you lamenting.
I'm frustrated, man.
And I've been sitting on this for a couple days.
Oh?
But, you know, the Golden State Warriors went into L.A. last night. L.A. was missing James Harden. The Clippers are
Jones Jr.
11
too.
And 20 or whatever they are. They've had a terrible season.
Playing better.
And you get beat. And we come in today after the Golden State Warriors lose to the Clippers to go 19-18, and we're thinking that they should be a better team. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be this guy, but the Warriors told you what they think of themselves this year. And I'm going back to the Oklahoma City Thunder game. I'm sorry. But you've got three Hall of Fame players.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Three Hall of Fame players.
Mm.
The defending champions are coming into town. You sit them all so that you can take a win against Utah most probably.
Which you ended up 12 doing. Yeah, you're down 12.
So when you show me or you tell me that you're going to rest your three signature players when the Thunder come in, then you're telling me that you don't believe.
Roberto Duran, no mas.
You don't believe that this team is a 50-win team. That, you know, and listen, I get it.
I appreciate the honesty.
Listen,
man. That's
I get
how
it.
I felt.
I get it. You big picture, Steph could use an extra game, so then if we rest them all, look, I understand all the strategy.
Rest against Utah.
No.
And you were down 12 until Dre left after he got ejected.
They didn't rest them against Utah because they knew they couldn't beat Oklahoma City with their three good guys, apparently. So, listen, I get it. It was smart. you know, long season, load management, be protective. All those things are true. I'm just telling you, this is a team that's won four titles, and we're at a point now in 2026 where they're 19 and 18, but stop telling me they're a better team than this. I don't know if they are.
I will. And we got a bet. And, you know, what I saw on the Warriors chessboard, Kuminga was a part of it. And, you know, young Warriors taking the next step. Jimmy, Steph, and Dre. Dre's been – I mean, did you see Dre's for the month of December, Stani, the plus-minus?
I know he had a horrible December.
Yeah. He was negative, what was it, 69?
So I don't know. I just know that when he didn't play, they were better. And when he played, they weren't very good.
All right. Well, that's a problem. But he was 0-6 last night. And when he got hurt, this is where I'm at in Warriors world. Shout out Sheets, Donnie. When he got hurt going for that loose ball, and I loved the effort, and he was passing his ass off, there was a point to me where I said, okay, Dre might not return to this game. And I'm telling you, I could be wrong. This could be a flagrant foul. But I felt like he returned to the game because he didn't want another addition to the ledger of the Warriors going on a run without him. I'll leave that there. But the bottom line is, Donnie, we need another stud, somebody that can start and get, and relieve Steph from all this stress of trying to carry this team on its back. And if Jimmy Butler is not fooling the refs or using the okey-doke to get to the free throw line, you see what happened when Steph wasn't an option and he airballed the turnaround jump shot. Like, that was a game my old Warriors used to win. And maybe you're right. Those days have come and gone. But I am so sick and tired of this Rubik's Cube of a starting lineup. And I'm not coming down Moody's road. I don't know what he's doing. Pods, Steiny, I don't know. He was going so just not just you could just tell something else is on his mind. But Moses Moody is a starter. If a guy's going to start for you, he's got to play more than 19 minutes. And this is an ongoing thing of, oh, I like our starting lineup. Quentin Post starts. He plays 13 minutes. So that right there, two of your five starters are not even getting into 20 minutes. Then they're not starters. And that's a problem. That just to me is a reflection on what we don't have. And what we don't have is what the league is littered with right now is young Thundercats. And I'm getting tired of it.
Well, listen, the reality of the situation is, and this is what I mean. You say the Warriors need another stud. Okay, well, that means they're not very good. It means they're mediocre. They need another stud. They got a stud last year, we thought. Now they need another one. Okay, they need another one. All right. Okay, I didn't realize they would need another one
when
I didn't realize they'd need another one when we were talking about how this team's so dangerous and if they get to the playoff, this, that, and the other thing.
But a lot of young guys too are a part of this, Donnie. They're not taking their game to the next level. And maybe just with this system and you know, Curry and Jimmy, they can't. But it is what it is, and I'm just calling a spade right now. It is apparent to me that this team, we're offensively challenged. It's not fun to watch other than Steph. I'm like, partner, I'm being real. I don't know where this thing is headed.
You're late.
I haven't seen you in a while. Wow. To tune into our show Friday and listen to Evan and Bonte do a great job filling in for us, and they have Coach Kerr on, and in the morning, shout out to the roast, he's saying this is going to be a Kuminga game. I know I'm revisionist history, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Coach, just hearing you talk, I'm fired up. I want to see JK. And oh boy, a mysterious back ailment. And now I'm grinning and laughing, but I'm thinking there's so much going on probably behind the scenes with this team, Steiny, we don't know about. But what I do know is you gave the ball to your second best player last night, your older second best player, and he shot you an air ball for game as you were down one. And what I thought was going to be part of the formula for Jimmy and the Warriors to win by one was he was going to be able to use the okey-doke to get fouled. And Batum was on him, and like I would have liked to have him the ball at the top of the key so he could dribble, drive, pull up, jumper, get fouled, something. But the air ball, Steiny.
Now keep in mind, if you do that with Butler, you got to the line 11 times. Are they going to call something that's close? Well, like he might not get that call the last 5 seconds of a game that he gets for the first three quarters of a game.
How good is this team, man? Is that where
they're 19-18? I mean, like, and they've been 500 all year.
But the next 11.
No, the next eight. They have eight straight games.
But, but this started with the practice. It just we're just keep kicking the can down the road.
But they can't do it. What can they do, right? What could they have done other than between now or the start of the season and now, other than just play and try to see what kind of team you have? Yeah. They can't trade Kuminga till January 15th.
They've blown that because he's just a bump on a pickle now.
Yeah.
That's another rat on the table brought to you by ATCO in the new year. They just, shout out Shasky, Steiny, it looks like they butchered that.
Yeah, they're capable of making mistakes, the Warriors. It's a possibility.
And Buddy Hield, you're telling me he can't play? We need shooters.
And I knew this was going
to
happen.
We need shooters. And to see him sitting there with the ball and his warm-ups on, even if he goes 2-for-8, I could understand that 2-for-8. But for him to not even get put in a game when you can't hit, they went 9 minutes in the third without a bucket. Come on, stop. Make that make sense to me.
I mean, look, it's so funny. You want Kerr to settle on a rotation, and he does, and Buddy Hield's not a part of it. And the minute you don't make threes, he should be in the rotation.
But Steiny is so
sign of a mediocre team when you're just interchanging names of players who aren't stars and thinking that if you pick the right one every single night, you're going to win all the games. 888-957-9570. Look, we got Guru back. He hasn't talked any 49ers about Seattle on Saturday or the Eagles coming up. We are absolutely going to talk some Niners. But, you know, Steve Kerr getting ejected last night. And obviously he was super frustrated. A lot going on with the Warriors. We're going to hit them both today. But if you want to jump in on the Warriors and what's going on with them right now, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
We can't make a free throw.
Jumper by Curry, left side. That's an air ball. Rebound, Leonard. This game's slipping away now. Leonard on the break, carried it, no call, and dunks it. Timeout, Warriors.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Warriors get beat last night, 103-102. To the Clippers, Jimmy Butler had a crack at it, a little baseline jumper, couldn't get it to fall. Warriors rallied late, couldn't get it done. Steve Kerr ejected with 8 minutes to go. He was incensed after the refs missed a goaltending call on John Collins. John Collins!
18 points.
You want John Collins?
I'll take him.
Okay. I'll
take him.
Kuminga for John Collins. Who says no?
Well, Kuminga's a zero right now, so why not?
All right, we might have to throw in a pick.
I look at you.
Oh, boy.
We need some length. We need a lot, and a lot of people miss me. I miss them. A lot of people saying I'm complaining. Steiny, a lot of people.
You just said a lot of people miss me.
No, on the chat. They said,
I didn't see one of them.
Yeah, a couple of them, but okay. I'm just telling you, some are saying I'm complaining. I'm not. Just give me the serum to kind of take some of this disappointment away. And it just felt like, I'm giving the Warriors credit, and these are NBA players we're talking about. So do I give them credit for effort? Because the Warriors are giving us that. It's just, my gosh, it's the same thing over and over again. And then when you need a big defensive stop, it feels like against the Warriors, just throw three passes. Pop, 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 and you'll get a wide open three, and whoever it is, it'll go in. Last night it was Kobe Sanders, and it's just like, man, John Collins. So I know that non-goaltending call was egregious, but it's not why the Warriors lost. And I'm just getting concerned, Steiny. The games are running out. We're not at the break. But you guys keep telling me, or the team, that it's going to get better. It's going to get greater. Now we're down to this next sequence, the Steve Young, these eight games. And I'm just like, anything could pop off. And I don't feel like anything is getting fertilized on our watch. And Kuminga is a nothing burger right now. And I'll understand that. I'll get that. But for Buddy Hield, on a night where we can't hit the side of a barn, 10 of 41 from three, 9 scoreless minutes damn near, I'm not saying people play him 30 minutes. Just see if the dude's got something.
Okay,
he got 48 minutes as a coach to do that.
All right, so
because we're having tryouts.
Okay, well then you want to. So he's going to have to play 14 guys in the first half, and then whittle that down to 9 in the second half or 10, with the 5 guys of the 9 who are playing better get to play a few more minutes. You know, this is so predictable.
Wow, man.
I mean, I have it written down, Goo.
Yeah.
My third thing.
Give it to me.
Is this where some people are going to rip Steve Kerr for not playing Buddy Hield? You can pick a guy every single game. Maybe two. You can find two guys every single game when they lose and say, well, he should have done this rather than that.
I'm not here for that.
That's the sign of a team that's searching and doesn't have any answers.
Okay, I'll say this to that. Why Buddy sticks out to me.
Well, he's shooting 32%. So if
there's a reason.
Don't say that he can go 2-for-8. Don't say that he can go 2-for-8. It'll be okay. Because that's what got him out of the rotation.
And maybe that's something you need to revisit. But the reason I bring Buddy up is if we look at the totality in his resume of shooting the ball from deep, he's one of the best to do it. So to me, that would be different than a Moody Pod, Guy Santos, TJD, Will Richard, Kuminga. That would be different because I know I'm trying to do something that's been done. He's climbed that hill. And I can't, no pun intended, but I can't, you know, come at you and say you're not, or anybody for that matter, with his numbers. But I can say, not for Dangelsteiny, the way he's been used, maybe some of that is the reason why we're getting these non-returns on on investment. That's all.
I mean, I don't mind talking about Buddy Hield, but he's about priority 10 on this team right now, and what's wrong with him?
Well, they can't shoot.
And listen, Buddy Hield's a 14-year veteran. We know everything about Buddy Hield. We love Buddy Hield. I'm sorry, if we are talking about Buddy Hield being the difference, then we've got huge problems. We just are.
I'm talking about, but I hear you. I'm talking about getting Buddy up and running.
Okay, fine. Get Buddy up and running. It's small potatoes. We're missing. Buddy Hield is small potatoes to me.
Okay. Stoney, did you see the five where Jimmy Butler was out there supposedly surrounded by shooters in the non-Steph minutes and they can't make a shot? That's Buddy Hield's specialty.
Not this year. I mean, he's shooting 32% this year. And Kerr likes the starting lineup they're using now. I mean, this is the other thing. Have they won 6 of 8? Or 5 of 8? They're like, they've won like 6 of their last 9, as bad as it's been. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors do have 8 straight home games coming up.
All right.
And
Milwaukee won't be easy.
I mean, the bottom line with the next 8 games to me is the next 8 games to me will show whether or not you can even get out of the play-in. If you look at the standings right now, Warriors are 4.5 back of 6 right now, and that's Minnesota.
Man.
And I got news for you. 4.5 is not a joke. Like 4.5 games is a fair amount of games, even though we're not at the halfway point. Warriors go 4-4 at home or something like that, then they're in big trouble.
Right.
They're in big trouble. They got to win
Friday.
5 or 6.
And remember, Sacramento beat you in SAC.
Exactly.
And they're a disaster.
Let's go to Mystic in San Francisco.
Our man.
Hey, Mystic, how you doing?
I am sick, I'm disgusted, and I'm falling apart.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Let me
help. Let me tell you, man, as a lifetime Warrior fan, when you get a lottery pick, it means that your team stunk. It's not easy to get a lottery pick. Then when you get a lottery pick, you got to hope they're not Chris Washburn, Troy Murphy, Michael Dunleavy Jr., or one of these other guys. So when you have somebody like Jonathan Kuminga, who was putting up 18 a night and was your best rebounder, and then because of a coach's personal feelings, he doesn't play, that is criminal. And we're being held hostage by Steve Kerr's prison, being a prisoner to his own dogma and being afraid to move a washed up, cooked Draymond Green, who can't even stay on the court, so that we can't watch Kuminga. Now, what happens next year when Green is gone or when Kerr decides he's going to step away? You mean to tell me that this coach has enough gravitas that he can ruin our number seven pick when you are lacking athleticism and scoring punch and rebounding the thing that he was delivering? This is outrageous. It's egregious. And somebody needs to call Steve Kerr a liar, because he said, hey, Kuminga, we need you to rebound. Well, he was the best rebounder on the team. What happened? You benched him. And you know what else I noticed? This is the last thing I want to say about it. After that Sacramento game where the Warriors completely fell apart in the fourth quarter and it was Curry, Butler, and Green turning the ball over, man, Kuminga started getting his number, his minutes cut until he was DNP'd. It's unforgivable, because as a Warrior fan, what am I looking forward to next year? What am I looking forward to for the rest of this year? I don't like watching a bunch of old guys stumble around and get smoked up and down the court. Sorry, I'm a Warrior fan first, and this is terrible. What do y'all think about this?
Thank you for the call. Yeah. First of all, Mr. Happy New Year. Appreciate it. Look, there's no doubt about it. The Kuminga situation is bad.
It's a failure.
I mean, to me, you can blame Steve Kerr, but this is more, to me, organizational, because if it's gotten to the point where it can't just be Kerr doesn't like him, because that's where Lacob and Dunleavy do come in and say, hey, Steve, you got to get this guy on the court. And it's not like Kerr would say, no. So I think, like I said this a couple weeks ago, it just feels like they got some kind of agreement that they've said to Kuminga, just hang out and we'll get, like...
Let's say you're right. Steiny, don't you get what you're saying? That's still not translating to the court as a positive. Let's say you got an agreement. It's still killing you on the basketball court. Well, and I do wonder, to Mystic's point, and I know I lost the Kuminga thing, Tim and Raleigh and Coach and Vallejo, I know it's over, but Steiny, it's not because they got a verbal. If they do, and you're right, you need those services of what he possesses or another player that could give you something. And I'm sitting there and I text you and Evan last night, a 9-9 at home Clipper team, 13-22, playing well of late. No Derrick Jones Jr., no James Harden, the maestro, the conductor of that offense. I'm such in 2018 or 19 or last year, I'm thinking I told Norm this is over, Pop, before it started.
What do you mean?
But how the game? Because no Harden and no Derrick Jones Jr.
That's ridiculous.
Slap me. Like, no, seriously, Stoney, when am I going to see the forest for the trees? What am I doing? It's 2026 and you're down 12 with Jimmy, Steph, and Dre? And Draymond, he's in the way. And if they don't think so, that's fine. But I think we all can see right now, partner, as great as he is and has been, Steiny, he's in the way. And until you tackle that, I don't know where this ship is headed, man.
Look, the other thing is there. What's also revealing itself to me is they're not a move away. They're not a move away.
But do you know that? Because we didn't know that when they got Jimmy. Okay. And look what happened.
What happened, Goo?
Everything changed.
Okay.
Metrics, defense, we were the talk of the town going into the playoffs.
And you've chosen to ignore every circumstance that was a part of being 23-8. You just ignore that, which I get. Hey, win's a win, loss is a loss. But the reality is there are things like good losses and there are bad wins. And over the course of the season, it's about how you play over 82 games.
Yeah.
And the notion, the laughable notion that Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the laughable notion that they could play a full season like they played 31 games was the most laughable thing that I didn't laugh at the time, because I wanted to allow for 1% of a chance for it to happen.
Okay.
Come on now.
Get real quick, let's take it beyond them. Steiny, who's improving? Who's getting better, not named Jimmy, Dre, or Steph?
Well, you're not going to want to hear
part of it too.
Quinn Post is getting better.
I agree with that.
Okay. I think Will Richards probably gotten better and going to get better. I don't know how much better.
Are those the answers you want, though?
Well, yeah, I want everybody to be getting better. You know, is Pods getting better enough? Is Moody getting better enough? Probably we'd like to see him get better a little bit faster, obviously.
A lot's being made of this starting lineup, and I don't want to beat Moody up, but what good is it if you have – I'm asking you, with your basketball acumen, Steiny, why – he's starting, but he's playing 13 minutes. What are you really getting from that? Okay. And can one wonder or scratch their head as to why is he starting if he's playing only 13 minutes? And Quentin Post, 19. If you're telling me, and I agree, we both agree Quentin Post is getting proven, why wouldn't he play more? Some of this is you got to take the, and it's the Buddy Hield thing, you got, and he's older, you got to take the good with the bad so it can be greater later. Well, but if I'm not watering my plants, nothing's growing, man.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not getting Buddy Hield out of a slump by having him have the high school basketball in his warm-up jersey on.
All right.
Okay, this team's
so
not
when he
good
goes
enough.
2 for 8, you're going to rip Kerr for playing
but
him.
But the team went 10 for 41.
When
why is his just highlighted more? Let the brother play. That's all I'm asking. Not 40 minutes. Nobody
was clamoring for Buddy. He was shooting. If Buddy Hield is shooting 32% from three-point range, should he be playing a lot?
He's, again, now it seems like I'm caping for Buddy. My point, Steiny, is you know he can do it. You know you need it. So why not try to find out and manipulate the 48 minutes as much as you can to keep him warm or fresh to where he can snap out of it? But if I got a guy not getting at bats and he's in a slump, he's not getting out of that slump.
Right. Until somebody else slumps, and maybe tomorrow night, Buddy Hield is back in the rotation because they need shooting. You know what? Here's the other thing. Should Buddy have played the last quarter in the fourth? Because blame Stotts. Kerr wasn't even coaching.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying
he hadn't played the first, 36 minutes.
Guy Santos didn't play the first 36 minutes.
And he's perfected and mastered, and I'd like to see more of him. I know people might come for him. He's down there. I'd like to see more of Santos.
But you can't see more of everybody. You can't. You have to make a decision. There's only a finite number of minutes that guys can play. So,
like, if
you can't play everybody more,
if we did this,
you'd like
exercise,
to play everybody less.
If we did this exercise, and I know it was just one night in L.A., and we went to the box score and looked at the five starters, guys that start on the team. Outside of foul trouble or injury, you would be hard-pressed to find a starter playing 13 minutes.
Well, first of all, he played 19 last
19,
night.
Excuse me.
19.
That's Sigma Steel.
He played 27, 25, and 19 in the last three games. But the bottom line is, you know what? Start Moses Moody. That means he played 10 minutes each half.
And he damn sure wasn't out there in crunch time.
He didn't deserve to be last night. Like, Moses Moody
is not—
But that's
to my point.
Right, but that's to my point, too. Moses Moody isn't good enough to stay on the court for 30 minutes when he's not doing anything. And they have a lot of guys like that, game in and game out. Let's go to Aaron in San Bruno. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, guys?
Hey. Doing well.
I kind of agree with Guru, but I'm going to say this. The Warriors have enough to be competitive. They do.
I mean, hold on. We got to be fair here. In fairness, they're 19 and 18. That's competitive.
Yes,
I hate
sir.
To say it, but that is.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. But this is what I think Joe Lacob should do. Joe Lacob should pay Dennis Rodman, however much he needs to pay him, to come in and teach the Warriors how to rebound and how to get in position for rebounds. Because they've lost a few games based on that. That's what needs to happen. That's one of the main things that needs to happen. The other thing is the guys need to get to the rim. And they need to finish at the rim. Pat Spencer is good for getting into the paint. They need to know how to finish.
I mean, I appreciate it, Aaron. Pat Spencer is never going to be a dynamic finisher.
Right.
Or even probably a consistent finisher.
But you would admit, outside of Steph and Jimmy, this team is devoid of that. And that's why Snoop was on the broadcast.
Many things.
Anybody
they're devoid
see
of, that's what I mean. They're devoid of many things. Yeah.
And because they're short stature, Stoney, guys are at the, it's like shoot the ball. Okay, you miss it, but you're right there, man. And they just overpass at times.
I mean, like, I'm asking Warrior fans this too. And listen, Goo's obviously hot, upset, disappointed.
It's been an ongoing theme this year, though.
Right. So I think this is who they are. So if this is who they are,
then it's
are we going to spend the next 53 games just coming in and just maligning the guys who played badly the night before because we were wrong about our expectations of how good the team was?
I love the question, and the answer to that would be no, because obviously I think there's more that they could be doing just how they're currently constructed, even though they have some warts. It's obvious. And if you want to fight me and disagree, you personally, with just my take on Buddy Hield, and I'm just using him as an example today, I mean, it could fall back to Kerr, just how you're going about your business to get some of your dudes that are struggling, you know, out of their slump. But if you're going to tell me, Stoney, you're good enough to just say, Buddy Hield, we got enough shooting, you ain't hitting it, you know, the first 40 games, whatever, haven't been it, just you're a bump on a pickle right now, you're not good enough. But we're just playing ring around the rosy to
sit. You know who's not good enough? Buddy. Buddy's not good enough
right
now.
He's your second best three-point shooter.
No, he isn't.
In his career,
Guru, look at this. Who cares?
But what you mean,
it's about what you're doing now,
okay,
this year.
But he's not even getting an opportunity
who's
to
the
do
best,
that.
You know who's the best three-point shooter of the Warriors right now?
And that's why numbers
Pods.
Lie. Okay, but okay.
Podziemski is shooting 40.5%.
Oh, how many games, Donnie?
I'm just saying.
But how many games is he? You know what I mean? He's not like.
What?
He's not taking the shot to win the game. They're not constructing a play for him to shoot that shot with the percentages where they're at.
Okay.
But you're pissing on Buddy Hield right now, and you're being unfair to what he's done, even in a Warrior uniform, to say the right thing
this
to do
will
is
be
have
the,
him a bump on the
pick. This will be the game Kerr gets ripped for not playing Buddy Hield. You could see it coming a mile away.
It's not the game. Like you're
mile
you're,
away.
You're condensing it to that. I'm just like, somehow
okay, you know
get
what?
The
how
guy
about this?
Up and
how
running.
About this? You are absolutely right. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
It still hurts.
Buddy Hield is Buddy Hield. I don't know.
Well,
Buddy Hield.
24% from deep
last night. Buddy Hield has hurt the team already this year.
And so are the other guys.
That's right.
And last night was an example.
That's
10
right.
of 41, 24%. I think it's fair to say, why is arguably one of the second best three-point shooters on your team, why is he getting no love in regard to giving him a laugh? I'm not saying 30 minutes, but damn. Kerr, your team can't shoot good enough for you to sit there and look at him and say you can't go in the game.
We're talking about Buddy Hield.
10-41? Yeah.
We're talking about Buddy Hield. The Warriors are 19-18.
But make that make sense.
I'd rather talk about the guys who are more important to the success and failure of this team.
He's one of them to me.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
You're being a prisoner of the moment, man. And now you're a slave to him, to him having a bad year. Now he's a scrub.
I said, you know what? Go ahead and play.
You were singing last year at this
Guru,
time.
This doesn't
just
matter.
How great Buddy Hield was, and he shot. Now you're just done with him.
I'm not going to do this.
No, you can't.
No, I'm not going to.
But don't tell me this team can shoot threes outside of Steph. Buddy, get him up and running.
Oh, my God.
What can't you understand about get him up and running? The dude's resume is, come on, man. I'm not asking 48 minutes.
It's
but fun. For you to sit here and bury the dude like he's some scrub and mention Pods as if he's a Larry Bird from three, miss me with that. And then you can't hit the side of a barn last night. You go 9 minutes with no buckets, and you got a problem with me saying, hey, Buddy Hield, can you lose the warm-up sweatsuit and the basketball and go in the game? Maybe it's five bad minutes. Maybe you go 0 for 3. But it's better than what I'm watching.
I just, you know, when Buddy Hield was playing, he was absolutely getting hammered because when he doesn't make shots, he's not really helping you, even though he does compete. You want to get Buddy Hield back in the rotation while they're at an 8-game homestand?
I would like
try. Great. Great. And you know what? They may go 5-3 because of the schedule ahead of them. And then we'll all say Buddy was the difference. Or like,
It's not even about that heavy, man. It's about he's one of your best shooters. You can't shoot. I don't get how you don't get. He don't get a couple minutes.
That's because all I'm asking. He played a third of the season, and he's shooting 32%, and he brings nothing else to the table. So Steve Kerr made a decision. How come, I wonder? Well, because everybody said, find a rotation. He can't play 14 guys a night. He said that. Or maybe he should. You know what? I said it. Play 14 in the first half and then eliminate five for the second half, if that's really what you want to do. But again, they're 19-18. They lost to the L.A. Clippers. Their three best players played.
Yeah.
They lost to a team that's 12-20. And sure, let's talk about Buddy Hield, but we all know there's so much more going on. And again, and I'll say this about Kerr. You're right. Kerr's having a terrible year. He's not invested. He's getting tired. He's getting frustrated. Kuminga's lost. All that stuff. Okay. You realize it's Steve Kerr, though. Like, you have one of two choices. It's either this way or you fire him. Seriously. You have to fire him if you want to, like, make rotational changes and directional changes as a franchise. 888-957-9570 is the number. We will talk Warriors for another segment, then we'll jump on to the Niners.
Yeah.
Guru and I. Guru's back. Wasn't here yesterday, so we got a lot of catching up to do on the San Francisco 49ers, but on the other side, we'll stick with this Warriors conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. And that segment was sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
I have no idea.